broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
Some of the headlines over the weekend pertaining to this Vice President Dick Cheney.
Jackson told me that she believes 100% that her
first, with regard to Levi.
Oh, please.
I think first dude.
There's everything in your record to indicate that you...
The Senate will...
A-hole.
Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendrick Show. Every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast and, like, what it be, like noon or midnight, I should say, in Alaska, right?
Yeah, that's what I look at. See.
You double-check that for me, bud, and welcome to the program. Every night we do a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is, I don't know, we're just the crap shovel, man, for the rest of talk radio, you know? Once everybody just loads in all of the dung that they want to, you know, load in, once everybody starts to confuse you with all of their ideologic points of view, and they're just so marvelous, aren't they? Then we come along, and we got the shovel, and we got to clear the whole street out, and we got to tell you what's going on. That's what we do. That's what we do, and we do it. Well, I would say we do it better than anybody else, but ain't nobody else doing it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, man, you're the only one doing that or shoveling out that crap. You look good in a shovel, man.
Yeah, well, just, you know what? You can carry the shovel for a while.
I'm not saying nothing.
Phil Hendrick here along with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Robert doing security tonight as he usually does, and Bud doing nothing. I'm going to start calling you Bug, man. And our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and you can go to Twitter at twitter.com/RealPhilHenry. You can weigh in there. And tonight there's a bunch of stuff. There's the Sotomayor hearings that we'll talk to you about. There's the Michael Jackson's old man, Joe Jackson. He wants to now take the grandkids out on tour. You know, this is how unrelentingly mental this guy is. You know, there's one in the ground. I don't know how many he's got left. Well, let's just start in with the grandkids now. Let's get the grandkids out there. Let's see how quick we can get them. Let's see how fast one of them wants to, you know, saw their nose down to nothing. In any event, all of that is ahead. And let's see. The French are the world's worst tourists, or as it says here, the fresh.
Oh, how do you spell it?
F-E-R-F-F-R-E.
F-E-R.
F-R-E.
F-E-R-F-R-E. Fairfra.
F-E-R-E, get out of here, man. F-R-E-N-C-H. Levi Johnson, and this guy, Levi Johnson, you know, we played some audio from him. This cat, I don't know, the bidding war for him as a news contributor is going to be right through the roof.
Yeah, that guy, man, he, that guy, he's like a guy I seen driving a tractor one day and ran a tractor. They were building a pool, you know?
Yeah, what do you mean building a pool?
You know, like a... I guess you call it like a country club or something like that. Anyway, ran a tractor right through the middle of the country club. Killed old women, everything.
Are you kidding me?
No. And the guy was trying to build a pool. So he doesn't mean to do nothing bad. Trying to build a pool and kill a man. You know, kill a man, kill an old lady.
Yeah, okay. That's what I call dumb.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Well, that's Levi Johnson. We'll keep him away from tractors anyway. That's Levi Johnson. This guy... People are talking to him and treating him as if they're interviewing, you know, Carl Jung, you know, just before he died. They're talking to one of the world's great minds. You know, if it's 7 out of 10 voters, Levi, and what do you think?
Well, I don't know, you know. And meanwhile, there's a guy there with a bag of Slim Jims, you know, just feeding Levi the Slim Jims. And we got all the Slim Jims for you. Here's the bottles of Yoo-hoo for you. Just to keep the information coming out of him. In other words, he's not very bright. But he's the, you know, these days, folks, these are some tough days that we're living through.
The people that are the news sources, the people that are the intellectuals, the people that are the thinkers and the analysts are so stupid. You wonder what happened to all the smart people. I guess they all died. Maybe that's it. Not too many of them being born. Coming up, we also will be talking about this guy, Chris Perry. I want to mention that we're on two new affiliates tonight, WLRS in Louisville and back on in Tucson on KJLL The Jolt. Really happy to be back in both of those markets, Louisville and Tucson tonight, here on the Phil Hendrick Show. I'm going to start out tonight, though, by something that's got a lot of steam going over the weekend, and now the air is suddenly coming out of it, and that's this Dick Cheney story. Now, if you didn't hear, Dick Cheney, the New York Times revealed, they say Sunday night, man, it feels like it's been a year. It feels like it's been forever listening to this.
Dick Cheney apparently authorized some program that the CIA was going to go out and assassinate al-Qaeda leaders. That's what you're supposed to believe. That's what the New York Times, which is not too far away from laying in the bottom of somebody's barbecue, the New York Times, you know, they're doing what every newspaper is doing. They're basically inventing news. That's the last bastion. I mean, that's the fallback. They're just going to have to start making stuff up because God knows they can't deliver it fast enough. They can't write it very interesting. So it's got to come up with stuff. Now, the New York Times, and boy, the New York Times has been very close. And if it sounds like I'm beating up the New York Times because it's a liberal paper, I'm not beating up the New York Times because it's a liberal paper. I used to love the New York Times. I used to believe in the New York Times, but they've gone the way of most major papers, most formerly great newspapers. They've become more and more silly. The LA Times was one of the greatest papers in the world at one time. Today, even the people that work there will tell you that it's a joke. It's just a joke. And nobody's been able to break any news. No one's been able to uncover anything. There's been no ripping the lid off of anything. There's no can of worms that anybody's been opening up. They'll start a story or a series of stories thinking that they've really finally latched onto something, and it comes to nothing. Abu Ghraib is a classic example. I can show you the articles about Abu Ghraib from the New York Times, and they were increasingly more strident, they were increasingly more alarmist, they became almost apocalyptic in tone, they were Vietnam-era pieces at their best. This is going to be bad. This is going to be, and when the whole thing came out in the wash, man, it was five or six or seven people that were indicted for nothing worse than threatening somebody with a dog, and that's it. That's it. So what do? You begin to shop in the market of innuendo and gossip. That's what you do. You begin to make truth out of innuendo, gossip, and rumor. And that's been the saddest part of all of this. Now, what was the innuendo and gossip this weekend when it came to Dick Cheney? Dick Cheney has authorized. He didn't authorize anything. He doesn't authorize anything. But that Dick Cheney authorized a secret program. And these are a slew of revelations about previously unknown intelligence programs, and the involvement of the Bush administration in concealing them has brought mounting calls from Democrats. Blah, blah, blah. And guess what? Basically what it was an idea they were kicking around and saying, here's an idea. Why don't we go find al-Qaeda and blow their brains out? Oh, well, we may have some legal problems. So they were discussing this. Now, unlike some memos which get written and need to be rewritten before they are released to the public, as we have been treated to in recent months, this was a series of discussions that was kept so under wraps that it only came out when Leon Panetta was being questioned in front of the Senate, and he said, well, there is this program that apparently they were talking about and that I ended. Now, what was this thing? It was in the discussion stage, and it had to do with taking out top al-Qaeda leadership by killing them. Well, is it legal if we assassinate al-Qaeda? Yes, it would be. I mean, I could have answered them that. Al-Qaeda is a gang. They're not a diplomatic mission. They're not world leaders. There's no country they represent. So, yes, it would be perfectly legal. Totally legal. But they're worried because there's a whole bunch of people start screaming about that stuff. You know, even if you were to take Osama bin Laden and waterboard his worthless ass, you'd have any number of millions beating their chests and trying to get their tickets punched to heaven and saying we shouldn't do that. Because I don't think anybody really cares about Osama bin Laden. I think people just care about their own images as whatever it is they think they are. And so the best thing to do there is to say, no, man, don't waterboard Osama, because that'll make me look like, if I'm in favor of that, of course, I lose all credibility at the bagel shop or wherever the hell it is that I hang out with my thumb parked up my ass, because I ain't doing too much these days. I sure as hell ain't writing anything anymore. New York Times ain't paying. All right. So what we had here was this program, and the next thing you find out is it wasn't really a program that was put into effect because they had not yet formulized it, and so it wasn't brought to the Senate, not because they were, or to the United States Congress, not because that they were trying to hide it, but because they didn't have anything to bring to them. You bring something to these people when you've got something, you know. This was something they were kicking around. Here is MSNBC's Micah Brzezinski. She says the info debunks the New York Times. The information that she has debunks the New York Times claims that Cheney ordered a cover-up at the CIA.
Some of the headlines over the weekend pertaining to this Vice President Dick Cheney CIA story and whether or not he actually ordered the CIA to keep information from top congressional intelligence officials. That was a headline, front page of the New York Times. I spoke with a former senior intelligence official yesterday who said that the program was not a program, that it was maybe very close to being potentially acted upon, but it was not at the level where they needed to talk to Congress or anybody from the administration about, and completely debunks the New York Times report.
Now, here is Senator Dick Durbin, who wants to have an investigation. Investigation of what? An investigation of guys sitting around and kicking around ideas and exchanging memos and developing a program that is not yet being used, that isn't yet in, has not reached fruition. They're not acting on it. He wants to have an investigation into, you know, programs that aren't quite yet programs.
What I've read from the New York Times,
New York Times,
is that there was at least something underway that was not disclosed to the Intelligence Committee.
Goodness.
Now, in terms of calling for an investigation, there are currently two ongoing investigations of intelligence activity by the Bush administration, both of them initiated by the Bush administration.
Is there anything beyond the New York Times report that led to your comments yesterday that there should be an investigation?
No, I'm no longer on the Intelligence Committee, so I don't have access to classified information.
David, right, so you're just running your mouth, Durbin. And basically what he said there was this. There's already two intelligence investigations initiated by the Bush administration. Well, that must have been a hard one to spit out, because in one fell swoop, he's saying that the CIA is being investigated, and it's being investigated at the behest of the preceding administration that supposedly is covering things up. Folks, if you're confused, don't worry. You don't have to be confused. It's an effort to try to confuse you. All you're hearing is just one side against the other. What is the truth? The truth is, I'm giving it to you right here, and nobody should be afraid of this. Even if you're against George Bush, the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, the whole idea of Bush, the whole idea of a Bush presidency, even if you think he was the worst president in the world, if you're interested in truth, you cannot but help but come to this conclusion. This was something that was being talked about. It was something that had not reached the level of a full-fledged program in operation. And it's a lot of panic by a newspaper. And Durbin is the guy who is citing the New York Times. He's not citing anything other than the New York Times. A newspaper trying to stay in existence. What did we tell you 2 weeks ago? That it's getting worse because... not because the country's getting worse. It's getting worse because there are news-gathering organizations, companies, entities trying to stay in business. And how do they do that? Get your attention. And how do they get your attention? They get your attention by alarming or intriguing or compelling you. And so a scrap of information about Dick Cheney talking about something with people in the CIA becomes a discussion of a program that was held from the, and everybody is, oh, man, they're feeling it. They're feeling it. So you guys are the losers because you're told there's something going on. Well, the only thing that's going on is that the New York Times is going out of business. The LA Times is going out of business. The print media is going out of business. The electronic media and the internet are at war with each other. The only thing that's going on truly is that you guys have more access to information than any other human being in the history of the world, any other generation of American or any other generation of human beings. So there's plenty of places to go and find the truth. The only people that believe this are highly, highly politicized people, people that are locked, frozen in ideology, and they wouldn't be able to break out if they wanted to. That's how frozen in their ideology they are. And so therefore, they're going to buy this hook, line, and sinker because it plays into the worldview that they carefully constructed, and they haven't got a shred of evidence to prove that anything they believe actually exists. It just happens to be the world that they want to see. We're going to talk about this because this is what we do in this show. And that is cut through the horse dung that people, some people think, is sirloin steak. World famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Levi Johnson, he's the guy that married or something or has the baby. He's some redneck that was related to Sarah Palin. Well, they're all gathering around waiting for the word from the mount from Levi, man. We'll hear it here in a minute on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. All right, that's our number, 877-876-PHIL. At Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/RealPhilHenry, weigh in, become a whatever the hell, a registered user, and you can follow us. Then people follow you. You can get a nickname. You can put there, you know, my name is Charlie, and I, you know, this is what I do. And, you know, one of the things I find, just a little tip for you guys, one of the things I find really interesting with Twitter, unless you're wildly famous, like the Kuchers, like Ashton and his wife Demi Moore, and they're, I'm sure, very nice people, but their tweets, as they call them, are the dullest in the history of man on this earth. It's the most dull, insipid conversation you've ever read in your life. So I finally dropped them. You know, I was following them because everybody else was, right? They have got like a million followers. Absolutely. I'm going, why in the hell? They're just crowding my board with this horse crap, you know? I mean, yeah, they do a little charity work, and the rest of it is him having a problem with the trailer for his movie because he doesn't understand why it's R-rated, even though he's dry humping some chick in a trailer. He just doesn't get why it's R-rated. Why would it be R-rated? Why can't they do? And why am I reading this? So I dropped him, and I found Twitter is really a great information place. If you got something to tell people that they don't know, that's the key. If you have something to tell people that they don't know that they want to know about, I mean, there may be some stuff where you saw a squirrel eating a, you know, a cracker. Some people will tweet, a beautiful morning, a squirrel eating a cracker. I just feel alive. It's great. I don't know. Maybe some people get off on that. But if you've got information that people don't have, like during the Iran election, we were just, I mean, retweeting all kinds of crap from cats we were talking to over there. And people seem to like it. They seem to enjoy it. Anyway, I'm getting far afield of where the hell I ought to be, which is the show right now. But you can go over to Twitter and you can follow and follow along. Also at Facebook, Facebook.com/PhilHenry. Now, the thing that is really disturbing, and I'm using that word because I can't really say anything more graphic than that, about the atmosphere that we're living in right now, is that the information that's, you know, all of these stories, man, about whether there's a secret bloody intelligence program or on the other side, whether Obama is promoting a socialist agenda, this is purposefully misleading you. This is the closest thing to abject pathological lying that this country has. It is done for ideological reasons, and so the people that do it think that they're doing everybody a favor. But when we voted for this man Obama back in November, I seem to remember hearing some stuff about, you know, people are tired of bipartisanship, or they're tired of, I should say, of partisanship, and they want more bipartisanship. And here we are, a few months into the Obama administration, a new president, and we've still got these guys playing these games, man. New York Times, you ain't got nothing. You know you got nothing. Go ahead. Push it out there. Gussy it up. Polish it up. Put a big panicky headline on it. You're going to come up with the same thing you came up with Abu Ghraib. Nothing. John Boehner on the other side of the aisle. Let's talk. We're not just talking about Democrats. We're talking about Republicans or liberals versus conservatives. John Boehner, who ought to know better. And last time I checked, a lot of people think he's got brains. I wouldn't give you 5 cents for this guy's brains as he sits there and he says, that stimulus money's not making it into my state. I can tell you right now that stimulus money. Well, I don't know. When's the last time you're back in Ohio? Because I know it is. So what are you trying to prove? What is it that you're trying to prove? What do you hate so much about the American people that you can't just tell them the truth? What is it with you, New York Times? What is it with you, Boehner? What is it with you, Durbin, calling for an investigation into nothing? You sat there with Brzezinski, and like a dumbass, you said, no, I don't have any information. I'm not even on the committee anymore. But you're calling for an investigation. Why? Because we got that much more time to waste? Do you know the problems this country's got? Do you really think that Obama wants to dig into your personal petty little grievances concerning George Bush because you didn't like his politics, you didn't like the decisions that he made, and you want to criminalize him, and you haven't been able to do it yet? Not yet. You know the time that's wasted, and as I said, the gossip and the innuendo has a way of getting out into the ether and becoming reality. It becomes fact, and the next thing you know, the average man has to deal with it. He's walking down the street listening to some stupid bastard that probably couldn't put a couple of nickels together, man, to get a newspaper saying George Bush is the worst president we ever had, and Obama is a Muslim born in Kenya, because World Net Daily, some right wing Christian quote, news gathering organization, which isn't, they're not gathering news. The only thing they're gathering, they're just, I don't know what they're gathering, man, but I sure don't like the smell of it. These guys don't like the fact that Obama's a black man with a Muslim's name. We'll be back with more of this here. We got Levi Johnson. Here's another brain surgeon we'll be talking about in a minute of the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Phil, you know, if you go to our website, www.philhendryshow.com, you can watch the live streaming video, and you can hear our live streaming audio, and you can also get our audio on demand. But more importantly, you can hear things discussed behind the scenes, you know, during our commercial breaks. In fact, I just shared with my audience and I shared with my crew information that I'm not going to share on the air because I really shouldn't, and I probably shouldn't have shared it with them. However...
Well, you should say it anyway on account I wasn't in the room.
Well, isn't that too bad?
Yeah, man, you lose out, man.
What do you mean I lose out?
I was here.
I was taking a dump.
Well, do you got to tell everybody that, man?
Oh, dude.
Well, I wanted to tell you where I was so that you could repeat it.
I ain't repeating nothing for you, and now I'm really not repeating anything after hearing that.
Yeah, man, I was taking a dump.
Well, I was. I thought you want transparency.
Will you get out of here with transparency?
Yeah, man, why don't you leave the door open when you're doing it? That transparent, too.
What?
I said, why don't you leave the door open?
Will you guys get out of here and talk about it someplace else? No, and don't tell them to leave the door open. Smells bad enough in here as it is. All right, numbers 877-876-PHIL. So the bottom line and everything that we've been opening up here with tonight is the following, and you must understand this is really important, you guys. We're living in a time, would you agree that we're living in a time where we could use every swing and you know what, that we could use the best possible minds, that we could use the most clarity? Wouldn't you agree that right now everybody at least should be on this page? I mean, we could disagree on a lot of things, but shouldn't we all just, okay, what's happening actually? What's going on? What do we got and what don't we got? You know, my father used to talk about the Jefferson T. I don't even know if this is true, but he used to say to me, you know what Thomas Jefferson used to do? I said, what, Dad? He'd sit down and he'd draw a T. And in one area, his assets, and in the other area, his debits. And that sounds to me like he was doing bookkeeping or something. No, no, it's the Jefferson T. Well, Dad, isn't that? No, it's the Jefferson. Just, you know, go with this, will you? It's the Jefferson T. So the Jefferson, what do we got? What don't we have? What do we have? What don't we have? But we're still playing games. We're still playing games. Some people think the whole thing is just one big video game. The cats that run the New York Times. The douchebags that run World Net Daily. The jackballs that want to know whether Obama was born in Kenya, on Mars, whether he came up out of the ocean like Godzilla. The turds that want to continue the investigation into the Justice Department and whether there was torture. If you honestly ask them, do you care? The honest answer would be no, but we want to control history. If you control history, then you're able to write the history, you're able to write the legacy, and then we will be able to do what we've always wanted to do, which is make George Bush the biggest criminal that ever, you know, operated as a U.S. president, or vice versa. If you're World Net Daily, you want to be able to control the information. World Net Daily, for a Christian website, you guys are the most duplicitous, dishonest bastards I think I've ever come across when it comes to just news. I mean, seriously, you cats go home and you pray to Jesus? You gotta be kidding. Is this what you think Jesus is, huh? What you guys do is you go to Wikipedia, and by the way, Wikipedia, good job. Hey.
Man, they butchered it all apart.
Butchered it? Wikipedia... I always tell my crew this, the guys know this, don't ever go to Wikipedia as a primary source. If you get your information from Wikipedia, you're going to have to back it up someplace else. You cannot trust Wikipedia. And if I've got a nickel for every time somebody said to me, I just read on Wikipedia, I'd be a multimillionaire. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to me and you are one of those people that says that, and I say this with great kindness, you're embarrassing yourself if you say, I just read on Wikipedia. Wikipedia is not a source for anything other than a headache. You want to get a migraine? Go to Wikipedia. Huh? You want to start to feel your head almost, you know, like blast right off of your shoulders? Go to Wikipedia and read the swill they got written over there, because anybody, and I mean anybody, that can tap out C-A-T on a keyboard can go over there and change anything they want. Now, WorldNet Daily knows this. They know it full well, but because they're dishonest bastards, they go over there and they say, oh, guess what? It says here that Obama was born in Kenya. And it says over here that Obama, because some guy who hates Obama went over and wrote down Obama was born in Kenya, and the guys who were supposed to be editing Wikipedia were busy doing something else. Who knows, man? Either eating corn on the cob, they were doing something with the cob, but they weren't on the job, Jack. They were fooling with a cob, they weren't on the job.
Hear, hear.
So we need every serious person in this country so we can push our country forward, and they're playing their games. The New York Times is playing their games. The New York Times knows full well that as I speak to you tonight, the story they have on Dick Cheney is coming apart. Coming apart like a cheap suit. WorldNet Daily knows full well, as I speak to you tonight, the cat being out of the bag on Wikipedia and Obama being born in Kenya, man, they're only going to be able to milk that one for only so long. And then they're going to have to get into the real serious stuff, like, is he really a socialist? And since there isn't anybody over there that can spell socialist, let alone tell you what it is, that's going to be a, you know, that's a day of reckoning fast approaching, too. And everybody in between. These are the people that vex the soul. You remember that old, you guys don't remember, you're too young, but there was a poem that actually became a top 40 hit when I was in high school called Desiderata. And it was read by Les Crane. And one of the lines was, people that are vexations to the spirit, meaning people that are just a pain in the ass because that's what they were born to be. And it advises stay as far away from them as you can. They're not there for truth. They're not there for information. They're not there to help clarify. They are there to confuse. They are there to muddy the water. They are there for their own highly personal and warped reasons. And you're not going to learn anything from them. You're going to get further befuddled by them. And so what we need today is clarity, and that's what this radio show proposes to give you. I know that I'm swimming upstream. You don't believe me when I tell you. I know that this, you know, what we do on our show is I just tell you how I feel. And if it doesn't sound like liberal or conservative, ask me if I care. Ask me if I give a crap. Well, are you a, am I a what? I'm an American. Is that good enough for you? Maybe not, huh? Now comes Levi Johnson, or is it Johnston, or is it John Stone, or is it just your Johnson? Anyway, Levi Johnston says Governor Sarah Palin resigned because she couldn't handle the pressure. Well, shut my mouth. Now, you know that this is a guy who's a real Phi Beta Kappa, and they're crowding around him, man, like you swear to God they're talking to Muhammad Ali or something. He doesn't think his baby's grandma, Sarah Palin, could handle the White House. She can't take the heat. Let's listen to Levi Johnson of the Today Show. Ann Curry talks with Levi Johnson over why she resigned, how she's reacting, and just how he feels about all of this as he ponders a run for the presidency.
You think the fame got to her head?
Yeah, a little bit, I think so.
I'm kidding about the presidency.
And why do you think that?
Just, being up there and running for vice president. I mean, it's totally different than governor. I mean, there's cameras every day. I mean, she had Secret Service, you name it. And, you know, just seeing how she acted after it was all gone, it was just... You know, I just think that she definitely got to her head.
All right. Now, Johnston says he wouldn't support Palin for president if she decided to run because ideologically they are, you know, very far apart on many issues.
USA Today Gallup poll released last week said that 7 in 10 Republicans would likely vote for her if they ran for president.
What's that?
Would you vote for her?
What?
You know, I think if you would ask me that question a while back, I think I would have. But after... what she had done now, you know, quitting on Alaska. Just, I don't really think that she had been the governor she should have for Alaska. And, I mean, she means a lot to me. You know, I'd do just about anything for her, but I really don't think I would vote for her if she ran for president.
You'd do anything for her except maybe, have her go out with a little bit of a reputation intact. You get on with Ann Curry, okay, and sort of, sideways rip her. Here's Pat Buchanan who I'm not sure who he is. Anyway, he has a suggestion for what I know who he is. He has a suggestion for what Todd Palin should do to Levi, and it involves a cob.
Well, first, with regard to Levi, I think dude up there in Alaska, Todd Palin, ought to take Levi down to the creek and hold his head underwater until the thrashing stops.
You know, I was thinking of Levi running for president of the United States, and I don't have anything. This is close to the command, you know, what the hell do they call it? Hail to the Chief? Do you, Levi Johnson? What do I, Levi? No, I, Levi Johnson. Oh, yeah. I, Levi
Johnson.
Johnson, do solemnly swear. Okay, do that again. Are you an idiot? You're taking the oath of office. You're the new president. The American people have finally done it, man. They finally made the decision to evolve fully and slide right on into the glove of idiocracy. I, Levi Johnson.
I, Levi John.
Okay, that's fine.
You're president.
Okay, well, I don't know, you know, just kind of count on what had to happen to me and being president. I mean, all I said was...
Is this your inaugural...
Yeah, this is going to be the speech.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, you guys sit down. Anyway, what I did was, when I married Bristol and we had Zachariah Ezekiel, I forget really what we named him and everything about that, but... What I did was, I said, you know, and then, not Palin, but Sarah was my pres. She's not the pres. She's I forget what it was called.
Governor
of Alaska. And anyway, and I said, and then, you know, Ann Curry said, wow, you know, wow, what's going on? You know, wow, what's going on? And wow, what's going on? So I go, well, and I gave a pin. I really liked it a lot. And I decided that I would run for pres. You know, I'm sorry. All right. So. John McCain had some things to say. You really, honestly, folks, if people hate her guts, they hate her guts. She's very compelling, isn't she? For the people that hate her guts, she is the single most compelling thing that's come into their lives, man, since batteries for the vibrator. I mean, you know.
Oh, you're going to get in trouble for that.
But come on. She's more exciting than the average sex toy for a lot of people. She is. They can't stop talking about her, thinking about her, fantasizing about her. She's David Schuster's sex fantasy. She's Chris Matthews, well, he probably doesn't have too many of those, some kind of a fantasy. Everybody and their brother, they're talking about Palin like, I don't know, like she's Mary Magdalene and the Virgin Mary, and all of them rolled into one. She's some kind of special lady. I never realized that she was so bloody great. I didn't like her. I didn't vote for her. I wouldn't have voted for her. And as soon as she lost, I said, thank you, good riddance. We'll see you later. You guys that think she's hot looking, I hate to break the news. I got to keep beating this one home, if you'll pardon the expression, beat. But you guys know what I'm talking about, don't you? I hate to break the news. She ain't hot. How many times I got to tell you this?
You don't think so.
Are you crazy or something? No, she's not. No, she's not. No, she's not. All right, we got that out of the way. What's next? She's stupid? Is that... Okay, so she's stupid. I mean, all right, now she's not even governor anymore. There's something, I don't know what this is, man. I think they're afraid of her because they believe that however dumb they think she is, she has such an enormous appeal that she's going to make a serious run in 2012. And I think they're scared to death. I don't think she could get elected dog catcher, my own personal opinion. I don't think she's going to get elected hall monitor. She's not going to get elected to an alderman position. She's not a president. Now, what does that tell you about the people that don't like Sarah Palin, that they think she's a legitimate threat for the presidency? And they would tell you that they don't think that, but then you'd have to turn around and ask them, well, what is your obsession, man? There's a reason for this. And the reason is exactly what they would deny. They do fear her. They think she does have a shot. She's got an appeal, but folks, you heard it here first. She does not have a big enough appeal with the American voter to get elected president. It ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. How many different ways do you want to hear it?
Well, you only said it one way.
What do you mean, I only said it? All right. It gonna happen ain't. There, is that good?
All right, that's two.
Get out of here, will you, man? You know the point that I'm trying to make. It ain't gonna happen. Not because she's a bad person, that she's sinned to Almighty God, and she's, you know, should be, you know, taken out and stoned to death. The woman is just not going to get elected president of the United States. And if you're listening to me, you know, Governor, I don't know if anybody's told you this, I don't think there's anybody honest enough to tell you this. You're not going to get elected governor. You're not going to get elected president. And I'm saying it's not because I don't like you. I think you're a fine lady. I know the people of Alaska liked you. And you were. You harassed, I mean, this investigation into her. My God, you'd think they're looking into the Watergate tapes. They wouldn't leave her alone. They had $500,000 in legal bills. I mean, this is sheer harassment. And you talk about wasting everybody else's money. But you could have saved yourselves the time, you stupid bastards, whoever you are, that are initiating investigation after investigation after investigation. Sarah Palin ain't going to get elected president of the United States. She won't even be named vice president. She won't even be named a vice presidential nominee. I mean, is this what everybody's worried about? Is this what you jackasses on the other side are worried about, that Palin's going to be president? She's not going to be, not only is she not going to be president, I don't know, she might get elected to a Senate seat or some jazz like that, but she is not a threat for that office. And the fact that I got to tell you that really disappoints the hell out of me. And I mean, I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to anybody out there that has invested time and effort into smearing Palin, and that's exactly what it's been. Coming from a guy I didn't vote for, but I'm telling you right now, I have to tell you that you're wasting your time, your money, your effort. You're pissing a lot of people off in the process, like me, people that you could be making friends with your silly-ass investigations because you think she's got a shot at being president. Well, you know, what different type of barrel acid are you dropping anyway? I mean, I think it was cut heavy with some, I don't know what it's cut with. In fact, I think the acid you took, you didn't come on. I think you did, thought you were coming on, but, you know.
Those are just normal thoughts.
Yeah, those are just normal thoughts. You think you're tripping. No, you're just thinking the things that you, you know.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, I was going to play John McCain's sound, but poor John. Just sit down, John, will you? Well, now I've got, just sit the hell down. All right, we're going to come back here on the Phil Henry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Coming back, pharmacists cannot refuse to give out the Plan B pill. Why? Because they're in business to do business. Your conscience? Do something else for a living there, Jake, okay? Or maybe they can just have you hovering around the condoms or the aspirin or something. You don't have to do any of that heavy work, heavy lifting. We'll be back to world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876. Phil. Man! Woo! Woo!
Phil Henry.
Lord, 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 Lord.
World-famous Phil Henry Show.
You know, we were just talking during the break, and I just wanted to say this one thing. We're going to go to a phone call, 877-876-PHIL, but just the one thing I want to say is we're casting around for answers, and we're casting in the wrong places, and we're looking so frantically for answers that we are looking even for the amateurs. We're looking at the amateurs. If you got an answer, we're hiring amateurs, you know. At every position and every job, it seems, and now analysts, Levi Johnson. This is a guy, you know, if he said anything that was even that could even remotely damage Palin in a really significant way, I mean, it would turn into gospel, man. It would turn into it would have the currency of something that was, you know, released from the National Institute of Health. You know, we've discovered a new virus. And what's its name? Levi Johnson. I mean, it's 877-876-PHIL in San Antonio. It's Clayton. Clayton, good evening. What's on your mind?
What?
You're on the air, Clayton. How are you, man?
Pretty good.
Great.
I just wanted to let everybody know that I feel personally that we talk too much about the president, talk too much about the vice president, vice presidential nominee, when everybody should actually focus on the House, the Senate. I mean, we're cutting our own throats here, keeping the same people in office.
This is the truth, man. I mean, now you're talking. You can't keep complaining about these cats and you keep sending them back because, as we have often said and others have, you know, my guy's okay, but the other guy sucks.
Exactly. That's what everybody
but I don't know,
have
man.
The same mentality on. Everybody seems to
think
the president up there is a poster child for everything that goes right or wrong when it's the House and the Senate that essentially make every decision that gets passed.
Yeah, but see, what you're asking for is a you're asking for an upswing in voter participation and interest at the level of the House and the Senate, and that's never really happened. The presidency is like the Super Bowl. People go and they vote because it's an exciting event. When it comes to the congressional and Senate races, it's almost like AAA baseball. So we almost have to go along with the philosophy or with the belief that, you know, this is going to be it's always going to be guys voted to the Senate and to the House by really activist voters. And the rest of us are left out of the loop. So you're going to have to find another way of getting involved in. If people refuse to be a part of the process of choice, then what do they do?
Well, in my personal opinion, that's the fault of every parent in America that is not teaching their children how to be politically inclined, how to sit there and monitor politics. I mean, I'm only 25 years old. My parents
Clayton, I talk to people every day that are, I talk to people every day that are politically inclined, and they are partisan to a fault. They're, as I say, they're wrapped in their ideology like they wrap themselves in their religion. So it isn't so much just becoming politically aware, it's breaking the current political paradigm which we live in, and most countries do, and that's the party politics. I don't think anybody's going to get interested in politics until they start doing the stuff that Phil Hendry's doing, which is tell them all to go to hell, okay? Make up your own mind. We'll be back tonight, as you'd like to hear them.
Phil
and we got Sarah Palin is our special guest this evening.
Stick around.